The most remarkable thing is that this was taken, this image of this extraordinary geometric figure has been known since 1980, since the first Voyager flyby. What was astonishing to everyone then, and what is astonishing to me now, is that it's still there. This is what all the excitement is about, because the new Cassini mission, which is this incredible Greyhound bus-sized spacecraft that has Saturn now orbiting, not flying past, but orbiting, took some really amazing 12 days of infrared photography, far infrared, which is the heat radiation coming up from the interior of Saturn, over a 12-day period, and they made this movie, which is going to be on the extensive, you know, article that I'm working on right now for the Enterprise Mission website, which is not quite ready because, George, you kind of, you know, got to me a little sooner than I thought you were going to.
I couldn't wait. You know, I told you earlier when this thing broke and you and I started conversing, I was going to look for the hole to get you in fast.
So we have a hole on Thursday night, okay?
So we have the hole.
Anyway, by tomorrow I'll have this probably posted, and there's some amazing photography, synoptic, different wavelengths, different levels. This thing, George, is kind of like the Rosetta Stone. It's the key to so much of what I've been discussing with you and Art going back, you know, before I did the UN, about hyperdimensional physics and how the solar system really works. And I'm really kind of amused to see the NASA people saying things like, well, we can't understand it.
Yeah, it's perplexing. Baffling. It's bizarre, they say. But I've got to ask you, Richard, what the heck is it?
Well, first of all, the clouds we're looking at are not solid features. Saturn is one of the gas giants, so there's no solid surface. You're not looking at mountains or valleys or whatever. You're looking at an incredibly big, dense, fluffy atmosphere. And this set of hexagonal lines, six sides, perfectly straight, centered on the pole with an interior hexagon inside the outer one, is about 25,000 kilometers across. You could put four Earths side by side across this thing and just touch each edge, each side. And it's made of clouds. It's made of ammonia clouds. And what's really cool is to see in some of the infrared shots that just as we saw in 1980 with the Voyager visible light imagery, we're seeing that the clouds are racing backward, George, along the edges of this hexagon at over 300 miles an hour, and they're making the turns, the 60-degree turns at each of the corners. I mean, this is just so phenomenal for a fluffy, insubstantial atmosphere of gases and clouds. I mean, no one can imagine, certainly not at NASA, how this thing works. Well, I did at the UN 15 years ago, and I stood up there and I laid it out. It's all about hyperdimensional physics.
I mean, it is absolutely mind-boggling to think that a cloud pattern on top of a pole of a planet,
yep,
could have that kind of shape to it and stay there for so long.
Well, that's the really cool part. Nobody except us apparently expected this thing would persist. I mean, when we first saw it, I realized that it was another part of the puzzle, the connecting the dots with the whole hyperdimensional model, which predicts very nicely why you have huge cyclonic features near the equator of these planets at 19.5 degrees, why you have volcanoes with lava coming up from the outer core of the Earth on Earth at 19.5, which is the big Hawaiian volcano, why you have the largest volcano in the solar system, ancient and fossilized, and a huge pile of rock on Mars at 19.5, because rotating planets are literally able to create force structures inside. These are standing wave patterns, which allow for energy to come up at these preferred points.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the signatures is 19.5. The other, if you have the right dye in the stream so you can see it, like the atmospheric ammonia in Saturn's atmosphere, is this incredible hexagonal feature precisely located around the north rotational pole of the planet Saturn.
Will it ever dissipate, Richard?
No. It is permanent. As long as Saturn exists, this will be there. So it's going to be there for a lot of study during the Cassini mission, and I imagine during the extended mission, they will crank the orbit up again into this quasi-polar orbit, which is at a very high latitude looking down on the North Hemisphere, which, by the way, you can't see the Northern Hemisphere right now because it's in darkness. Saturn is tipped like the Earth. It's tipped about 25 degrees to its orbit. We're tipped 23 and a half. And so the Northern Hemisphere of Saturn, particularly the poles, is in winter right now. It's not going to get sunlight for another couple of years, so they can only look at this thing and monitor it with the infrared, and the infrared is penetrating deep in the atmosphere, although on a planet which is 60-some thousand miles across, you know, 50, 60 miles is not very deep, but it's deep enough for them to see, again, they're not expecting this, that this thing has multiple layers, that the hexagons go down, kind of like one of those nested Chinese puzzle boxes.
Yes, exactly.
And it goes down in toward the core of the planet, which, of course, is intrinsic to our model, because all of this geometry, all of these standing waves, all of this patterning is due to the energy coming up from the center of Saturn, which is, in fact, coming in from another dimension in our model.
If you were on Saturn in the middle of this hexagon, would you be able to see walls of clouds, and you'd be trapped in the inside of this huge hexagon?
If you were near one of the edges, but, I mean, remember, this thing is four Earths across, so you're not going to see the other edge, and it would be beyond the curvature of Saturn. So you might see this huge linear wall, almost like a front, like a weather front. Sometimes you can see, particularly when I was on the East Coast, we used to have these walls of clouds coming in with thunderstorms and multiple levels of clouds when a front came through. You would see some of that, but the coolest thing is the fact that these clouds are racing backward around the edges of this hexagon, and they're making the turns. It's like a huge racetrack, a hexagonal racetrack on Saturn.
When I first saw the picture, I thought, my gosh, we found the monolith from Space Odyssey.
Well, I've had a number of emails from people saying, Dick, is this artificial? And I have to gently remind them that, no, this kind of geometry is also natural if it's positioned, you know, at those key latitudes, 19.5 or, you know, at the 78-degree latitude
right
around the pole. But it's all part of this physics, which is what's really running the whole solar system. I mean, this is the key to understanding global warming on Earth, which I think we're working on getting a panel set up to talk about at some length later on in the month. It's also the key to understanding why the rest of the planets are warming up. I mean, we've got warming activity going on from Venus to Mars to Jupiter to Saturn to Uranus, Neptune. Even Pluto is getting warmer, and you certainly can't blame that on SUVs. So this is, if physicists and NASA scientists are open, this in these images, in this incredible detailed analysis now that the Cassini spacecraft has made possible, is literally the keys to understanding how solar systems really work.